So now we move on to discuss the interrelationship of, and this is a very important thing that we've seen before. We had it back in Kalin. What is the relationship between radiation of Tuma and Ohel of Tuma? Remember that they're not the same thing, even though radiation is called Ma'ahil. So Ma'ahil, you can be Ma'ahil. Above Tuma, it radiates directly onto your hand. It's Batamayu. Remember that we had in Kalin that sometimes we view that as being Tuma's Maga. We just spoke about this week that that might also be considered Tuma's Maga Lagabi, the Tuma of an Akum. That is not Matami Ba'ohel. Now, imagine a situation where you are in a house. Let's just imagine a room. So we've got this one-room house. It's got a hole for a skylight in the ceiling. No glass in the skylight. Now, if that hole, you would think that it's defined by Lovud because we've been used to Erevin and Sukkah, right? But in Ohalos, there is no Lovud. Because over there, the idea of Tuma has to do with the concept of Poter Tefach. If there was a Lovud, then Poter Tefach is not even possible because a Tefach is Lovud. So forget about the din of Lovud. It doesn't exist. And even if there's a hole that is smaller than three Tefachim, it's still considered to be a hole, Lagabi, the din of Tuma. Even if there's a hole that's Pachas mi Tefach, it's still considered to be a hole Lagabi other in Yonim of Tuma. So let's imagine a case where we've got a hole in the roof and we have this big room. What is the status of Tuma that is in the room to Tuma that's under the hole? So Aruba Shibetocha Bayit. So now you've got this opening in a roof that has a one square Tefach. The deal is like this. If there's Tuma anywhere in the house, under the roof, since the area that is open is not part of that Ohel, why? Well, it's open. If it's open, it's not covered. And don't try to tell me it is covered because of Lovud, because as I just explained to you, there's no Lovud. So you are not under that Ohel, no matter what you say. There's no din of Rov, there's no din of Lovud. Everything in the house is Tame. Anything which is on the ground underneath that hole is actually tahar because they're not being exposed to the ohel. If the tuma is connected the aruva, then the opposite is true. Let's say you have a kizayas min ames that is directly beneath the tefach square hole. So then what happens is that the tuma goes straight through the hole, right? And the halacha over there is that anything in the house is tahar. And anything above the house, obviously, if you put something in a direct line with the radiation of the tuma through the hole, it's going to become tame, even if it's a moonshot. Now, let's consider a case like this. A guy goes up to the roof, and he puts his foot over the hole. So now, the question is like this. Hatuma, I don't care whether the tuma is located in the house, which means it's under the covered parts, under the roof of the house. So a tuma, bein babayit, bein kineged aruba, or whether the tuma is directly under the hole, if somebody puts his foot there, natanat raglo milamalan a rav et atuma, he created an ohel because the person's foot is a perfectly valid ohel. He creates that ohel. And now the entire area is tame underneath. Everything in the house is now in a single area of an ohel. Some of it is covered with cement and some of it is covered with protoplasm. I don't care. It's basically all covered. And therefore, I don't care where it is that the kizayas of the mate is. It could be under the foot. It could be under the roof. It's all the same. Everything has become tame. Not only that, but since there's a hole of a tefach, the tuma in the ohel goes out of that hole and makes the person's foot tame also. So this is mevi imet hatuma, correct? Zachotzeitz, but it's mevi et hatuma. And therefore, anything under it and the guy above it, all of which is tame, and the truth is that nothing is going to stop it either. And what's more, if you have miktsat hatuma, how about in a case where you, let's take the guy's foot away. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. How about if it's half and half? you've got a kezias of a mate, which is half placed under the opening, and half of it is under the roof. So miktsatum ababayit umiktsata kineged aruba. So then the halacha is that nonetheless the entire house becomes tame, because remember we said before that even part of something that has a shear of tuma is capable of being matame. So it doesn't matter that part of it is in the other area. We see this as a kezias min hamet that is inside of an ohel. And anything that is a bayit tame, and not only that, anything that is in the radiation area and goes over the hole also is going to be tame. So the things that are under the ohel become tame because of tumas ohel. Anything in the way, let's say there was a bucket on top of the roof or something, also becomes tame, but they become tame if they're in a direct line because of irradiated tuma. And even though we don't have a kezias, neither in one nor in the other, makes no difference. We view it as having a kezias both here and there. So as we said before, we don't look at what is in this space. We look at the thing which is now partially in that space. That's being metame. And over here in both places, we have a full kezias, in which a part of which is in that place. Okay, thank God. We were zeicha to do our first Mishnah, get a beautiful sense of the extension of the tame part to the rest of the house and what the difference is in the tumas ohel and the tuma of radiation.